Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney in association with emeraldconnection.net.
I woke up this morning and I was almost going to the end of the Christmas tree or the bottom of the Christmas tree to see had Santa Claus left the top 10 for me. Yes, we have a special live on air this week. I have been asking you for the last number of weeks to let me know what your favourite Irish song is or your favourite Irish artist. And you have been doing that in your dozens. And thank you very much indeed to everybody who has been getting in contact with me. The polls closed last Thursday and there was a big rush after last week's programme, as is usually the case. So at the outset, can I say a very big thank you to everybody that cast a vote for their... Some people sent me a list of 10, some people sent me a list of 2, some people sent me 1. It doesn't matter, but I tell you, it took some compiling. Last Friday, I started into it. And I literally got it done and dusted yesterday. So I'm ready to present the top 10 Irish artists and songs as chosen by Talk Radio Europe listeners. And I suppose no matter what radio station does it, no matter where it is in the world, you might have some similarities and you'll have some differences as well. We're going to start with number 10. And the amount of people that requested that I play The Man from Strabane, a man by the name of Paul Brady, and a couple of weeks ago on the programme, that's exactly what I did. And a number of people suggested various songs. But at number 10 is Paul Brady. And the song that I've chosen for you today is a song called Nobody Knows.
Some of us get broken hearts.
From Strabane. His name is Paul Brady. That's a song called Nobody Knows, at number 10 in our quest to find the top 10 Irish songs and artists as chosen by Talk Radio Europe listeners. You may not agree with this, but that's just the way the sums, the math, as the Americans would say, went on. So Paul Brady was an artist that was chosen. You see, I had to divide it up between songs and artists. The next one at number 9 is a song. And many of you may know, because George and I referred to it a few weeks ago on the G2 Summit, that I recently launched a book called Launching Clare FM, which was about launching a radio station in Ireland that I still have an association with when I'm back home. Basically what it was it compiled stories from the people that were there on day one. And one of the people that was interviewed in that was our sound technician. And he told a great story about a band called the Saw Doctors. And he said that he had spent ages and ages setting up the studio for this band to arrive to do a live session. And when they arrive, they said, we only need one microphone. And he was gutted, absolutely gutted. And they went into the studio, did their thing with the one microphone. It sounded fine. And when they were gone, he said to the presenter, I don't think those lads are going to go too far. But about 3 weeks later, they were at number one in Ireland. And I think they went to the top of the charts, or fairly close to it, in England as well, with this particular song, which was the 9th most popular song as chosen by Talk Radio Europe listeners, from the Saw Doctors.
I have fallen for another. She can make her own way home. She went to Sunday Mass. And when she go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass. The glory of her ass. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. For concern on Christmas Eve, she was on a 40 in her fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's feeling looser. I used to love her, I used to love her. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago it's gone. All my loving is gone. Whoa, 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 it's gone. All my loving is gone. So now you know the truth of it. She's no longer my obsession. A lot of thoughts and dreams I had of her would take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Thursday night and she's into free expression. Is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her once. A long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. A long, long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. Whoa, whoa, it's gone. All my loving is gone. But it's gone.
It's a quickie, but it's a good one. From the Saw Doctors from County Galway. And that's a song that's called I Used to Love Her, a number one. Back in 1989 or maybe early 1990, but I think it was around 1989, the Saw Doctors. Right, we'll continue our journey through the top 10 Irish songs and artists just after we have this very quick break.
Live on Air, presented by Ger Sweeney in association with EmeraldConnection.net.
The next song that I'm going to play for you is a song that was requested as well at number 8 in our top 10 of Irish artists and songs as chosen by Talk Radio Europe listeners. And the Furies were mentioned, and Davy Arthur, of course, on a number of dispatches. But there was an overwhelming majority of people were looking for this particular song. A glorious one it is as well. From Davy Arthur and the Fury Brothers, the 8th most popular Irish song as chosen by yourselves, Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you are sweet, when you are sweet,
Isn't that absolutely gorgeous? It comes from Davy Arthur and the Fury Brothers. That's a song that's called Sweet 16, chosen as the eighth most popular song by you, the Talk Radio Europe listeners. It is Live On Era. It's a very different Live On Era this week because we're counting down the 10 most popular songs and artists from Ireland. Let's move to number 7. Now, the Dubliners are here at number 7, and I had a lot of people looking for this particular song. And I had a number of options as to who I could choose to actually sing it. But the Dubliners and Luke Kelly, they were there and they had a huge number of votes as well. So I thought, there we go. That's what we'll do. We'll get the Dubliners to sing this song. And it's called The Town I Love So Well. The Dubliners at number 7.
Gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were high days in so many, many ways in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, feathered the children and then trained the dog. And when times got tough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. Inside was a burning pride in the town I loved so well. There was music there in the dairy air, like a language that we all could understand. I remember the day that I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. I'd learned about life, and I found a wife in the town I loved so well. When I returned, how my eyes have burned to see how
a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and the damned barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and their guns, oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. They will not forget, but their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
That's a beautiful song, and has been sung on many occasions by many different people. And we have the Dubliners singing it at number 7 in the top 10 Irish songs and artists as chosen by yourselves. And thank you again to everybody who has got involved and got behind this. Number 6. Here is a man that rhymes with Van. And now you know. Van Morrison is hugely popular. And a number of people obviously chose Van Morrison. And that's why he's at number 6 in this particular top 10. But the overwhelming majority chose this particular song for me to play. Have I told you lately that I love you?
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Well, my heart with gladness, take away my sadness. Is my trouble, that's what you do. All the morning sun and all its glory, reaches day with hope and comfort too. And you fill my life with laughter, you can make it better. Is my trouble, that's what you do. Cause love is divine, and it shows that it's mine like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Thank you.
admit that I love you. Have I told you there's no one above you? Well, my heart with gladness, take away my sadness. Ease my trouble, that's what you do. Take away my sadness, fill my life with gladness. Ease my trouble, that's what you do. Fill my life with gladness, take away my sadness. Ease my trouble, that's what you do.
A stunning song, and it comes from the wonderful Van Morrison. And have I told you lately that I love you? At number 6 in our top 10. Let's do a quick break and then I'll be back with the number 5.
Live on Air, presented by Ger Sweeney in association with EmeraldConnection.net.
Welcome to the third part of the programme. We are counting down the top 10 Irish songs or artists as chosen by yourselves, the Talk Radio Europe listeners. And I hope that you're in agreement. I hope you're sitting there or driving somewhere and you're nodding in agreement as each of the songs come along. We have reached number 5, and you couldn't possibly have a top 10 of anything to do with Ireland unless you had U2 in there. And that's exactly what we have at number 5. And I have chosen one of the songs that has popped up. I won't say it was the most popular song, but it certainly raised its head. And again, a number of people have covered this, but I think U2 do a fabulous version of Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own. A gorgeous song from U2 at number 5 in our Irish top 10.
Got the stuff you're telling me and anyone, you're hard enough. You don't have to put up a fight, you don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you tonight. Listen to me now, I need to let you know, you don't have to go it alone. And it's you when I look in the mirror, and it's you.
I know that many people have done a terrific version of that, but that's U2 and their version of Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own. And it's at number 5 in our countdown, the top 10 most popular Irish songs and artists as chosen by the Talk Radio Europe listeners, a special live on air this week. In fact, the next couple of weeks will be special live on airs, but I'll tell you more about that a little later on. Moving swiftly along, two gentlemen that made a huge impact. And I suppose when I say two gentlemen, I'm being rather unkind to one of their families. I'm talking about Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy. And Liam Clancy comes from a very talented musical family from Clonmel in County Tipperary. And Tommy Makem joined the Clancy brothers and fronted with Liam for many, many years. And I got a number of people looking for Makem and Clancy stuff. I got a huge volume of people looking for Liam Clancy stuff. And I just thought, you know what, let's put the two together. And when we did the math on it, as the Americans say, I told you that before already, when we did the sums, as we say in Ireland, they landed themselves at number 4 in the top 10. And this is the song that I have chosen for you today from the great Tommy Makem, Liam Clancy and the Clancy brothers.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause or anything they got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause or anything they got now. Now listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big tattoo and the old cow just goes moo. The dogs and the cats, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs and the hombre badger sighs. Oh, all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause or anything they got now. Listen to the top with the little birds singing on the melodies and the high notes ringing and the hoot owl cries over everything and the blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, the little duck quacks and he's on his way and the otter hasn't got much to say and the porcupine talks to himself. Oh, all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause or anything they got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause or anything they got now.
I can feel the excitement building already. I know I can because we're heading towards the top three. But first, that was the 4th most popular Irish song or artist. In fact, it was artist because we put Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy together as they were for many, many years. And that song called Place in the Choir at number 4. I am going to take a very quick break. Come back to me just after that. And we're going to be counting down the top 3 Irish songs or artists as chosen by yourselves.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney in association with EmeraldConnection.net.
One of the artists that I got initially a number of requests to include in the top 10 was this lady who finds herself at number 3. And just in case you've joined us, we're counting down the top 10 Irish songs or Irish artists as voted by the Talk Radio Europe listeners. This lady doesn't tour. She doesn't do concerts. She's very seldom seen out and about. And yet she's just absolutely massive. I don't mean massive in size. I mean massive in popularity. Enya and Orinoco Flow is very popular. And she has so many albums out there. Top-selling Irish artist for many years in a row down through the years. But I've chosen a different song from Enya this evening. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's called Marble Halls. I knew that song many years ago as I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls. But there you go, Marble Halls, it's called, from a beautiful album from Enya, at number 3 in our top 10 of Irish songs and artists. And you've no one to blame, only yourselves, because it was the Talk Radio Europe listeners voted on this one. Are we into number 2? We are. Brilliant. Here's a lady that I was hoping to play on last week's program, actually, but I didn't get to it because she celebrated her birthday during the week. So we wish Sinead O'Connor a very happy belated birthday. Last Thursday, she celebrated her birthday. She was 53. Anyway, Sinead O'Connor came up over and over and over and over again. And there are so many songs that you can choose from. But the one that got the most votes was this one. Written by Prince many years ago, and she does a haunting version of it. It's called Nothing Compares to You, at number 2.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and
Stunning. Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You at number two. Before we play the most requested artist or song on the programme, will I run down the top 10 for you and let you know what we've played so far? All right, just to keep the old suspense going. At number 10 was Paul Brady and I chose a song called Nobody Knows. At number 9, I Used to Love Her was chosen by the Saw Doctors. At number 8, Sweet 16 from Davy Arthur and the Fury Brothers. At number 7, the Dubliners sang a song that was over and over and over requested, The Town I Love So Well. Van Morrison was chosen at number 6 and the song I played was Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. At number 5, it was U2 And the song that I chose for you today was Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own. At number four, Tommy Makem, Liam Clancy and the Clancy Brothers. And the song that I chose was The Place in the Choir. Enya, you heard a few moments ago, and Marble Halls was at number three. Sinead O'Connor, you've just heard at number two, with Nothing Compares to You. So what, in your opinion, is the number one song or artist chosen by the Talk Radio Europe listeners? Does this man himself, Christy Moore, if you knew the number of people that had requested, overwhelmingly voting that Christy Moore was the best Irish artist in your opinion. Here's a song called Ordinary Man that I thought you'd enjoy today.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. Oh well, I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family and my home. Now they say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. Oh, when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I never missed a dinner, went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served them best I could. Now with a handshake and a check, it seems so easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and through good. Now the owner says he's sad to see the things have got so bad, but the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still drives a car and smokes a cigar. Takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. Now it seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent, and I can't afford the rent. There's one law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so as I might pay my way. Oh, but everywhere I go, the answer's always no. There's no work for anyone here today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, with thousands beside me in the queue. I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life, what the kids are going to do. Now that we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You've stripped me of my dignity and pride. You've stripped me bare. Stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare.
Well, there we go. That is Christy Moore from County Kildare, voted by yourselves, the Talk Radio Europe listeners, as the most popular Irish artist. And the song I chose for you, a song called Ordinary Man. That is my lot. I hope that you're happy with the top 10 that you heard this evening on the programme. A different kind of a programme as we approach Christmas. But look, if you didn't like it, you've no one to blame on yourselves because you voted for it. It was as voted by the Talk Radio Europe listeners. Thank you so much for taking part over the last couple of weeks. Thank you to everybody who's been involved with putting this top 10 together. As always, thank you to our Spanish-Irish cultural correspondent and consultant, Jose Antonio Sierra. Oh, he threw a few votes in there, don't you worry. Of course he did. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Next week, we have a special Christmas programme. We'll give you more details on that. In the meantime, look after yourselves and each other. From me, Ger Sweeney. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.